Hey, good morning, Menasha. This is Mayor Austin Hammond. I just wanted to take a moment to check in and see how folks are doing and also offer some updates. I want to start by sharing that my heart goes out to you. And just I want to acknowledge how difficult the last day has been for our community with the significant weather, the tornado that have caused significant damage to private property, to homes, public infrastructure, public spaces like our parks and local businesses. I just want you to know that my heart goes out to you, and I see you and I hear you, and I just want you to know that I care, and I care a lot. And just wanted to start by acknowledging how difficult the last day has been. Shortly after the storm came through yesterday, I and our team coordinated the EOC and started gathering together to work towards organizing and coordinating with other municipalities, the sheriff's office, county executive's office, state agencies, nonprofits, businesses, anybody and everybody to make sure that we are providing for our residents and working through this difficult situation. At 4 p.m. yesterday, I also declared a local state of disaster for the city of Menasha as pursuant to the city of Menasha code, which allows for it. This is a very significant and serious situation, and our staff has been working tirelessly around the clock working through this, and we are working very closely with neighboring municipalities and other agencies and establish checkpoints within the city of Menasha to make sure folks that are not from the city of Menasha are not coming in, and to keep our roads safe so our utilities can get work done, as there are many power lines down, and that our public works can work towards clearing the roads, but ultimately to make sure first responders are able to get through safely to check in on residents. So I know it's probably been frustrating with the checkpoints at different areas throughout the city, but folks, that's for your safety, all of our safety, to make sure people that aren't supposed to be in and might be interested in coming in the midst of a significant weather event like this don't. Make sure first responders are able to get through effectively, as well as first responders from neighboring communities that are here to help. And that's another thing. I just want to take a moment to acknowledge that there's been a lot of hardship and sacrifice that's already happened within our community. But I'm asking, as a neighbor, as mayor, that the community comes together in partnership, and we look out for one another, and we look for opportunities to serve each other, and just that there's going to be difficulty and sacrifice that needs to be had as the coming days and weeks continue, and utilities works to get the power back up and on, work through some logistics with our municipal water, as we are relying on the city of Neenah for our water right now. Public Works continues to work towards clearing our roads. Other agencies are going to come in to help through mutual aid agreement and different things like that. And like I said, we've been working very closely with the Village of Fox Crossing, City of Neenah, Winnebago County, County Executive's Office, the Sheriff's Department, and building very collaborative partnerships. I want to extend a huge thank you to everybody that has opened their doors graciously for shelter or charging, even if just temporarily during business hours. It's made a world of difference. So our main shelter is at Christ the Rock Church. Folks can pick up water at Piggly Wiggly in the city of Menasha. There's been remarkable generosity with donating bottles of water. Cavalry Bible Church also has a charging station and a cooling station for people. I just want to say that I've been overwhelmed with the generosity of our community and folks coming together to ask how they can help. We are working with Partnership Fox Cities, who will have a link to update and coordinate how volunteer efforts can be made and donations and different things like that. Folks, just for updates, please continue to check official City of Menasha Facebook pages, the website, emergency management to the county. Just want to take this opportunity just as a A reminder, this is my personal Facebook. I will absolutely keep updating it and providing updates throughout this, but this does not constitute a official City of Menasha outlet, my personal page, but as mayor, I will do my best to keep you updated and share that pertinent and important information as I always do. But Menasha, I know that things are incredibly difficult right now, and there's so much loss in this moment, but I just want you to know that I care and I see you, and we're going to get through this. It's going to be a difficult coming days and weeks, but Menasha is a strong and resilient community, and we will come out stronger in the end. And I know that it's hard to imagine that right now with all of the hardship that's going on, but we will get through this together. Asking for your partnership. Let's look out for one another and our neighbors. And look for ways to help each other. Please adhere to guidelines that are being put in place and rules. I know that there's been so much hardship already, but I really need you. We need each other, whether it's a curfew getting established or those checkpoints. It's for everybody's safety and make sure we're moving in a good and positive direction. And again, just want to extend my sincerest thanks to the City of Menasha staff. We have remarkable people that work for this community and are so blessed to have them. Thank you to our first responders. Thank you to our local municipalities. Thank you to the business community and nonprofits and other agencies that have been reaching out to help our local electeds and the state legislature and everywhere else that have been checking in. Thank you so much, Menasha. We will get through this together. Praying for you, thinking of you, and I just want you to be reminded that your city staff is working around the clock. We're working in shifts to make sure we are working through the aftermath of the storm. So we will get through this.